Today was a long-awaited day for the shaggy among us as Capital Region hair salons and barbershops opened their doors for the first time since coronavirus shutdowns began in March. For WAMC News, I'm Jackie Orchard reporting from Albany.
Go ahead, I'm gonna take it throughout.
Now in phase two of New York's four-phase coronavirus reopening plan, area hair salons and barbershops are posting wear a mask signs, marking 6-foot distances on floors, and getting back to business. Joey Federico owns the barber parlor on Central Avenue. He says the reopening comes with big changes.
We are open. We're excited. We are sanitized, cleaned. We're checking everybody's thermometer. Everybody's wearing a face mask, face shield, disposable capes. Everybody's waiting in the car who doesn't have an appointment.
Federico says he is not cutting hair for the first 2 weeks so that he can oversee the new safety precautions. And the most common complaint?
They took beards away from us, shaves away from us, which is a big part of our business. And it's like going to a restaurant. And you can only have the appetizers, not the rest of the menu.
Angelo.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
At his shop on New Scotland Avenue, Joe Ritmo says it's just nice to have his clients back. Many have been seeing him for over 40 years.
I do something that I love, and I make a living at the same time.
Ritmo says he started wearing a mask even before the shutdown March 22nd, and since barbershops are supposed to be clean, he doesn't mind the added precautions. Wearing a blue surgical mask, Mike Plotzker was getting his first trim in 3 months.
You know, he's been cutting my hair for 49 years.
Ritmo's shop is small, so he is taking one client at a time and keeps the door locked to prevent walk-ins.
The next free will be next either Thursday at 4:30 or Friday at 4.
Rosanna DeLeo of Manny DeLeo Hair Salon on Western Avenue was giving a full cut, color, and foil to a client Wednesday morning.
The works.
That's Mary Ellen Evertson. She says she hasn't had her hair done since March 1st, and when the governor announced the reopening of salons yesterday,
I clapped.
Preparing for clients, DeLeo says she spent the past week sanitizing, bleaching surfaces, and ordering supplies online because the local retailers are closed. DeLeo rents the salon to one other stylist.
Then we are going to work opposite schedules. I'm working during the day. She's going to be working at night.
DeLeo says more than the constant washing of the capes or the sanitizing of stations, the masks are the greatest challenge because it makes the interaction impersonal.
Very difficult to wear this mask because we do like to talk. We do like to catch up. You know, it's not just all about the hair. It's about the families, about recipes, about everything.
DeLeo says as hair salons and barbershops are opening up, the best way Capital Region residents can help is to be patient.
Thanks for coming, man.
Yeah.
What phase of time we're at right now?
I know.
All the barbershops and hair salons featured in this story say they've taken a financial hit due to the shutdown. But they also say they are now booked solid for the next 3 weeks. Reporting from Albany, I'm Jackie Orchard for WAMC News.